From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Authorities in southern Florida have charged a 19-year-old man with 17 counts of premeditated murder in connection with the latest mass shooting at a U.S. school. Florida Governor Rick Scott said more must be done to prevent shootings.
But the violence has to stop. We cannot lose another child in this country to violence in a school.
The Trump administration issued a proclamation honoring the victims of the shooting and ordered American flags at U.S. installations around the world to be flown at half staff through Monday. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, said one of the first things he wishes to do is work with other political leaders.
I will seek to work with all political parties and we'll start it off with wanting to have a meeting with the leaders of all political parties so that we can try and find a way of working together.
Ramaphosa said the issues of corruption and mismanagement in state-owned enterprises is on his radar screen. A federal appeals court has ruled that the latest version of President Donald Trump's order restricting travel is unconstitutional because it unlawfully discriminates against Muslims. The court upheld a lower court injunction that had been issued against the so-called travel ban, but stayed the decision pending the Supreme Court's upcoming consideration of the travel order. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. During U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's visits to Beirut, he discussed Hezbollah's role in Lebanese politics as well as its participation in the fighting in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen.
The United States has considered Hezbollah a terrorist organization for more than two decades now. We neither see nor do we accept any distinction between its political and its military arms.
Tillerson stressed that he had urged Lebanese leaders to disassociate the country from foreign conflicts, adding that the international community expects all parties, including Hezbollah, to cease its activities abroad to reduce tensions in the conflict. The number of civilians killed and wounded in the war in Afghanistan declined last year, but the number of deaths from airstrikes was on the rise. Speaking at a news conference in Kabul, Human Rights Director Danielle Bell from the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan said the reduction was an important step.
But I must emphasize that 2017 was the fourth consecutive year where the mission recorded more than 10,000 civilian casualties.
The U.S. and NATO forces formally concluded their combat mission at the end of 2014, but a resurgent Taliban stepped up their attacks, and an affiliate of the Islamic State group also emerged. The United Nations brought over 1,000 African refugees from Italy to Libya, from Libya on Wednesday, evacuating them from detention centers whose conditions have been condemned by humanitarian groups as inhumane. UNHCR spokesperson Carlotta Sami.
These are women, these are children and very young refugees that since a few years ago were in detention in a very risky situation. They are very vulnerable.
Hundreds of thousands of migrants have fled conflict or poverty at home and are now trapped in Libya, where they have hoped to pay people or smugglers to bring them to Europe via Italy. Zimbabwe's president Thursday expressed condolences over the death of longtime opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai and said upcoming elections must be free and fair in a tribute to him. Tsvangirai, who was the boldest opponent to longtime leader Robert Mugabe, died Wednesday in Johannesburg Hospital at the age of 65 after a battle with cancer. Friday is the start of the Lunar New Year. It's also a time to honor deities and ancestors, and also a family time, often marked by fireworks and Chinese lion dances. Homes are decorated, often with the color red, symbolizing good fortune. The Chinese zodiac moves through a 12-year cycle, and this is the year of the dog. People born during this year are described as independent, sincere, and loyal. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.